People of the Day. Kurt Lewis and Melanie Johnson reporting.
One of the hostages has been identified as Paul Rubin, an American 39-year-old police officer.
I think the great struggle we're going to have is between radicals and extremists versus people who want to live in peace.
Sony Computer Entertainment President Kaz Harai says there will be weekly shipments to try and meet U.S. demand.
Our conference has come together with an appreciation for the opportunity to redefine who we are.
As long as you have some fresh bread and got some fresh ingredients in the fridge, throw it together any way you like.
American hostages in Iraq.
The president's APEC meetings in Vietnam.
Boehner leads Republicans in the House.
And PlayStation 3 mania.
This is NewsWrap USA's Week in Review edition for Friday, November 17th, 2006.
Let's take a look at the top headlines. Four Americans and an Austrian working for a security contractor in Iraq have been kidnapped, but other hostages taken yesterday have been freed, while another has reportedly been found dead. This comes as an American in civilian clothes has been killed by Iraqi police in what may have been a misunderstanding at a checkpoint.
Speaking from Vietnam ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, President Bush today comparing the Iraq War to America's role in Vietnam. President says his trip to the communist country nearly 30 years after a war that split America shows wounds caused by the current conflict in Iraq can be healed in time.
The APEC summit of 21 nations will focus on trade and other global issues, including North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. While in Vietnam, President Bush is consulting with the leaders of four countries involved in the six-party talks with North Korea. He also appears to be prepared to bring up the communist North's nuclear program in the general session that will wrap up on Sunday.
As expected, House Republicans have selected Ohio's John Boehner to lead them in the new Congress. Boehner will become minority leader. Roy Blunt of Missouri will take on the title of minority whip when Democrats take over control of Congress in January.
Residents of Elmore, North Carolina are cleaning up after Thursday's deadly tornado that killed at least 8 people and destroyed 40 homes. About 20,000 customers lost power in that storm.
The high demand for that new PlayStation 3 has resulted in violence throughout the U.S. A 21-year-old man waiting in line to buy a game at a Connecticut Walmart was shot during a robbery attempt. A Wisconsin man trampled in a stampede of customers. eBay currently listing more than 10,000 units for sale, many of them from sellers who waited in long lines in hopes of making big bucks by reselling them.
Halloween starts have reached their lowest level in more than 6
that he used. They're shameful. I debated him, of course, Thursday on my weekday show, and I totally cleaned his clock. Every time he's faced with facts, he has to retreat. But that's the same thing that the rest of the people out there bashing 9/11 Truth do. And what's 9/11 Truth for those that have been hiding under a rock? It's the people, the scientists, the former top CIA analyst, the members of Congress, who question the official story of 9/11 because the official story has been proven to be a huge, giant lie from one side to the other, from end to end. So later we'll get into the amazing hit piece. Now, this is a new pilot for a Saturday night special he's going to be doing. I guess that's kind of a pun because Man Cow is a Saturday night special. Worthless and cheap and petty and nickel-plated. All right, I'm digressing. For those that don't know, a Saturday night special is a name for a cheap firearm you use to kill somebody. But Planet Man Cow is the program, heavily hyped all week, and they started the show by saying that we're liars who live in backwoods shacks and tell lies. And I couldn't make it a few weeks ago for the taping because of family commitments. They had set me up for the show. I had forgotten a family commitment. I said, I'm canceling. They said, give us somebody else. And I said, okay, who am I going to be debating? And they said, a New York firefighter who thinks you're a liar. And I said, oh, you're trying to claim that we're against the firefighters, which isn't the case. The majority of firefighters agree with our view on 9/11 being an inside job. At the bare minimum, the vast majority know there's a cover-up. And I've got footage in New York on two separate trips where they're all running up to us in their dress blues for 9/11 remembrances on the anniversary, thanking us, shaking our hands. Frankly, they kept us from doing a lot of our work because we couldn't get the firefighters off of us. Great, wonderful people, but we literally couldn't interview other folks because they just constantly wanted to thank us and talk about the bombs going off in the buildings. So they have this senior firefighter And they were claiming he was going to come on and call us liars. He didn't indeed do that. And it looks like we may be turning him over from the dark side to the light side here. But Mancal tried to imply, basically, again, it's us against the firefighters. That's one of many things that he did. And we're going to be exposing what Fox News did a little bit later in the broadcast. But we ought to be happy that Fox News is attacking us, and even Rush Limbaugh is commenting on this show. That's good. It shows that we're having an effect. The real conservatives, and that's me, folks, that's my listeners, we're actually for controlling the borders. We're actually for the Second Amendment. We're actually against debasing the value of the dollar. We're actually against bankrupting this country. George Bush and his followers are not conservatives. They're not anything near conservatives, and it's time that that be exposed. By the way, that leads me to our second big story that I'll be detailing first. Bush, of course, 2 days ago was, he's now in South Korea, he was in Vietnam, there in Southeast Asia, the site of that war that went on from 1960 to 1975. Didn't officially get announced. Well, it never got officially announced. War never got declared, but they didn't officially kick it off and start calling it a war until the staged Gulf of Tonkin incident, where our government staged an attack on their own ships, now declassified, to kick off the war in 64. And the LBJ tapes, of course, have been released right here in Austin, Texas, from the LBJ Museum and Library. So, basically, Bush is in Vietnam, and I have the quotes here. He says, well, I've learned a lesson from Vietnam. We shouldn't have quit. We should have kept fighting like the North Vietnamese, and that's what we need to do in Iraq. He actually said that the lesson of Vietnam is we didn't stay there long enough. 58,000 dead Americans, a million plus dead in the South, untold millions in the North. So we're talking about millions of people here who are dead, including 58,000 Americans, over 200 plus thousand seriously injured, many of them double and triple and quad amputees. That's when both your arms and legs are blown off. Agent Orange, all of it. The answer, Bush says, is continuing the course. And so he has his daddy and the Iraq study group, and I predicted last week, I said they're going to issue their report midweek, and I said this is what it's going to say. It's going to say stay the course, but with a new spin, oh, we need to build up the Iraqi military, the Iraqi National Guard, as it's called. We need to build it up to battalions, but to do that, we first need to put 20,000 more troops in. That's exactly what they called for. That's exactly what Bush for 3.5 years has been saying. It is the exact same course, but they act like in the media that Bush Sr. and James Baker came and spanked him, and now he's been defeated, and now we can work together. And John McCain calls for putting 20,000 more troops in and stabilizing and then pulling out. They've been saying that for 3.5 years. And they'll be saying it next year and another year. And when Hillary Clinton's in office, it'll be boost the troops. Now, Murtha and others in Congress are trying to stop this. They may be successful. More power to them. But the Democratic leadership run by that intellectual prostitute, Nancy Pelosi, who lied to her constituents, and then as soon as she got in, no investigations, no nothing. She said a year ago there'd be an impeachment. 2 weeks before the election, she said that's now off the table. She's reading the same talking points with President Bush. The same agenda, whether it was Kennedy or whether it was LBJ or whether it was Nixon, the war continued. It's going to be the same thing here when a Democrat's in office there, because it's about big business. Over $100 billion a year is made by defense contractors in Iraq alone off this war. They just want to have a war. People say, oh, well, we can't cut and run. Oh, don't worry. There's no cut and running. And by the way, Iraq is not a disaster. The Pentagon plan from the 80s, another Pentagon plan from 2002. There's an Israeli plan from 83. And my new film, Terror Storm, shows the plans, the documents, the admissions. That's just 5 minutes of the two-hour film. It's an encyclopedia, an anthology of government crime. They say, we're going to go in, break it in three parts, have sectarian war, play them off against each other, deindustrialize the country, and build permanent bases in there to control the region. And that's exactly what's happened. It's like the war on drugs. They say it's a failure. More drugs on the street. More people in prison. More drugs. More corrupt cops. More paid off politicians. That's the plan. All right. We'll be right back to continue going over this and several other important big breaking stories.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Ted Anderson for Midas. Today is November 17th, 2006. Gold opened at $614.40 an ounce, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.84 and $319.97 for half ounce coins. That's $634.84 and $319.97. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Tonight, the man known for his mouth getting a new forum, Eric Mancow Mueller, hosting his own primetime special right here on the Fox News Channel. Here now in New York, Mancow. And now you're actually going to have a guy who doesn't believe in the 9/11. He thinks it's a whole conspiracy. He's going to go up against a firefighter. This has got to be great.
You know, these woodsy people that hang out in sheds and type a bunch of lies and they piecemeal things. And, you know, maybe I've been fooled by the Fox News Network myself that it was a bunch of crazies that brought down planes. He believes it was robots and computers, and George W. Bush was planting bombs. And I had him, a couple of miles from here, go face-to-face, one of these conspiracy nuts, face-to-face with a firefighter who was there pulling his buddies out of the rubble at 9/11. It is the most, well, some of the most powerful TV you'll ever see in your life. If you speak, you can move mountains, and some big things are said 1 hour from now.
All right, folks, welcome back. So in the next segment, after we take some calls, I'm going to play a few minutes of the real lies. Now, I've known Mancow for years. They know we're not backwoods living in shacks, but he thinks that his audience is stupid. And so we're these people living in shacks, putting lies on the Internet. And then he does something that's really junior high. Oh, we're going to put him face to face with a firefighter. And then Mancow, throughout the broadcast, kept saying, well, you guys go ahead and fight with each other. So you hate the firemen. You think they were part of it. We've never said the firemen were part of it. But the establishment continues to try this over and over again. But the incredible thing is the majority of the firefighters that we talked to, I'd have to say in New York it was 99%. One firefighter flipped us off, and he was there at Ground Zero this year for the memorial on 9/11 from New Jersey. I mean, I had police captains on video saying, thank you, keep it up. I'm out there bullhorning going, 9/11 is an inside job. What do you think, police officers? They go, we know, keep it up. I mean, I'm making a film about it right now. Literally, I've got probably 20 police on tape. We weren't even looking for this. I should have been going after this. 20 police on tape, hundreds of firefighters on tape, police captains in their full dress uniforms where they're looking at me. I go, what do you think about this? Keep it up, Alex. We appreciate it. This is when I show up places. The cops know me with thousands of protesters. Hi, Alex. Keep it up. Appreciate you. I mean, Fox News tries to create the illusion that we're the minority and we're attacking the firefighters and we don't like them. And even the firefighter they had on the show refused to go along with that, but showing his ignorance, Kevin starts bringing up what's been all over national television, all over the major papers. It's now admitted that Christina Todd Whitman, the head of the EPA, was ordered by the White House to lie and claim that the air was safe. That's now declassified, public. They blocked the aid of the firemen, the policemen, the emergency workers. I've interviewed a lot of these people. The fireman didn't even know that and was defending the EPA head. I mean, literally, folks, this shows the ignorance of the general public. And then after the show, Kevin, because, again, I couldn't go up to Fox Studios. They wanted me there. I couldn't go. I had a family arrangement. So I sent my radio producer, hey, Trey, someday you can end up getting dispatched. Now, I'll start sending you off, too. No, I mean Kevin's very articulate, as you're going to hear. And they kept trying to make him mad. Mancow got really, really mad. But the reason we're talking about this today is because it illustrates to everyone that they can't argue with us, and they can't face us on the facts, and they have to build straw men, fake arguments, and lie about us. Now, my screen was full of calls here, and I still see them on the board, but my screen got wiped out somehow. And I know some of these callers wanted to talk about the Fox News special last night attacking us, so perhaps you can get that back up there for me, and I'll go to some of those calls. I'm still a baby in the studio, folks. For years, I've been doing a radio show out of my own office or out of my own house like Art Bell does. It's really the only way to fly, but it's always great to be back in a real radio studio, and they're doing a wonderful job, but I'm kind of like an astronaut orbiting the planet. I am up to their, I'm up to their discretion down at the Houston command base or down at the Cape Canaveral base there in Florida, basically. Later, I also want to get into the toll roads here in Central Texas and nationwide, and the propaganda and the media spin trying to sell this to the American people. But it's going to take more than a spoonful of sugar to get this cyanide down our throats. I want to talk about this sickening, what looks to be a serial killer here in Austin, Texas as well, Michael Keith Moore, just because it gets into the mindset of the type of people that are into butchering and torturing women, the very same mindset that's in our global leaders. But just like the women that get in the cars with these killers, the general public gets on the bus with the New World Order. It's the same criminology. I want to go over it. And there is some good news. Some of the Democratic leadership, and some of them are powerful committee chairmen, are moving to overturn H.R. 6166 that fully abolished the Bill of Rights, that allows the secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution of American citizens. They are moving to repeal those subsections, and the American people have got to get behind it. And the two other points I want to make, just right now before I forget, when I left here, the KLBJ studios, where we syndicate this program from, last Sunday night, I was driving to meet my family at that interesting European-style circus, by the way. It was pretty weird. But to make a long story short, I digress. I'm driving over there, and I'm listening to Beyond the Beltway, which is a very highly respected, great syndicated program that has both sides, multiple sides, sometimes four or five sides on it. It's also a TV program, but they simulcast it. And I'm listening to the Democratic and Republican strategists. In fact, I forgot to tell you, Trey, to grab clips of that from last week if we had a chance if you recorded it, because I wanted to be able to play that here. And the Democratic and Republican strategists, both of them on the show said, there's a new movement in America, and if the Democrats don't do what this new movement wants, they'll be thrown out too in 2 years. And who is that new movement? They're the anti-New World Order movement. They're the anti-globalization movement. And the Republican agreed with the chief Democratic strategist. Then, I'm driving home from the circus at like 10 o'clock at night listening to Matt Drudge, who's also on this station and many of the stations that carry this program, and he's got Pat Buchanan on, who's known what's going on for a while, but it doesn't. The point is, he's saying the American people are anti-North American Union, they're anti-open border, they're anti-one world government, the globalists control both parties, and I'm telling you, he's sort of using the same polls that I used, the one from a month ago, 84% don't like either party. That's never happened before. Do you understand, folks? The globalists have blown it. They've shown us who they are. So the Statesman can write articles today here in Austin telling us we all love the toll roads and it makes us all money and it's good. Hey, I'm sorry. 97% in major polls are against it. And no amount of your propaganda, no amount of your spin, and no amount of your outright lies. The Chronicle a few months ago said it's not Spanish-owned. I mean, everybody knows Central Spanish-owned. You liar, Lewis Black, writing that editorial. You make me sick. I mean, how is Lewis Black think he gets away with writing his editorial comment in the front of the paper telling you that Centra is not Spanish-owned? That is the equivalent of saying trees aren't green, water isn't blue, the sun isn't yellow. I mean, we got you. You understand? We got you. You told us to sit down, shut up, go along with your orders, don't get angry. No, we're going to get angry about things that matter. Not football, but the freedom in this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls, tons of news. Straight ahead.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Ted Anderson for Midas. Today is November 17th, 2006. Gold opened at $614.40 an ounce, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.84 and $319.97 for half ounce coins. That's $634.84 and $319.97. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We're going to be taking your calls here in just a moment. 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525. We're locally here in Central Texas. If you're a KLBJ 590 listener, 836-0590 will get you up and on the air. Let's roll through some of your calls. They're coming in about the election a few weeks ago. They're coming in about Bush's comments about, don't give up. That's the lesson of Vietnam. I guess you can interpret that however you like. You can comment on the Fox News special attacking my office last night with my radio producer, who I dispatched to New York City, to Fox News Center, who, by the way, did a great job. You can talk about whatever you'd like. Let's go ahead and take a call from Mark in Chicago. Mark, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Always great to talk. I spoke with you before on your show, and I just want to talk about ManCow here and Rush and Hannity and all these guys. I think that the paradigm that people don't understand is that a lot of these people are compromised or they're paid a lot of money to have the opinions that they have. And I think when you watch them go off, like ManCow is a joke, we would really like to know here in Chicago why someone like he has to be so negative against you and not have any proof to back anything he says. Now, I run a website, 911essentials.com. I've featured you since day one. I've got all your videos up there. I've got Terror Storm and everything that people need to see to learn to understand how this works. And until people get that and understand that when they see these people screaming at you, saying he's a liar or whatever, they have to understand there's something going on.
Well, have you noticed they can never counter me on any of the facts?
No, of course not. And they'll character attack you. They'll go after, they'll say he's a southern bumpkin. They'll say something like that behind your back. They know. And the reason they know is because when things change here, and it's going to change, they're going to find out that they're going to be looked at in a way maybe Goebbels was looked at, let's say.
Did you see the Fox News piece last night? If you didn't, we have it posted on PrisonPlanet.com.
I don't own a TV, Alex. How's that?
Hey, I don't blame you, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Atlanta. Mark, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Depending on following, I don't know if John Connor is his actual name given at birth or if it's his nom de guerre, but I checked out his thing about the Georgia Guidestones, went out there, took pictures, emptied my bladder upon it, and I've been amazed at how these people in the mini-truth media cartel seem to have all taken, they all seem to have in common that they've all taken the blue pill.
All right, let me just stop you for a moment because, I love your call, but we're not having a private conversation. You have to remember, right, most people listening to you right now don't know I interviewed John Connor last week. Yes, it's a pen name.
Right.
And he goes into major universities, big events, and starts screaming 9/11's an inside job very effectively. He goes into college libraries and does it and hands out thousands of 9/11 DVDs like Loose Change and Terror Storm and others, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's doing a wonderful job out on the West Coast. He also calls into all the big national shows and brings up Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, 9/11, and we should all do that. Now, for those that don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are, a globalist organization put these up. I actually have to fly up there, and I was about to ask listeners to go shoot good video of the Georgia Guidestones for me, and I'd use it in the new film I'm making, or I may have to go to Georgia. And this is where they say they're going to kill 90%+ of us, one world government. This is their religious, totem or signet, and it is real, but it isn't just the Georgia Guidestones. It's the declassified CIA documents. It is the Australian declassified. It's the UN, World Health Organization. Why don't you tell folks about the globalist population reduction agenda?
Right. Well, regarding the Guidestones, I'll be happy to email you send you a CD of the pictures I took. If you want me to go take video, borrow a camcorder, that's fine, too.
Well, that would be wonderful, but whoever does it in the video, I need like a wide shot with the Georgia Guidestones and the clouds rolling by. If I went there, I'd probably shoot like what's it called? I make these films and I forget what the term is.
Documentary.
Well, no, I'm not talking about a documentary. I'm talking about a time lapse. I would probably do a time lapse of it. I would show all the close-ups of the 10 planks of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, the thing is that the point is that one of the things I want to call into these various people, and one of the major points I want to get across to these people is that I went to a cult awareness conference some years ago, and they explained a tactic that cults use, and I don't think they're consciously aware of the tactic. They just do it, and it works for them, and that reinforces it. It's called loaded language, and basically it is a term that has a subconscious charge to stop people from thinking.
In debate, it's called an ad hominem attack, or it's calling us a conspiracy theorist, makes us subhuman, or calling us liars with no proof, and then never actually responding with a real intellectual argument.
Well, the point I would get at is that basically, I wasn't thinking of it so much in those directions. I agree with your, that's the other point that I'd get across to these people like Neil Bortz. Hannity, I respected until I found out that he'd been invited to the Bohemian Grove, and I'm, whoa! You know, it's like, if they trust you, it means we can't. You know? But the thing is, basically, the subconscious charge that people have with the term conspiracy theorist is that if they bother to examine the evidence at all, then usually they don't, they will do so with a presupposition that it is all just a theory, rather than the fact that a theory is defined as an explanation for a set of observed facts.
Yes, they look at it with a jaundiced eye. Great call. I really appreciate your comments. And, send us some photos of those. At the bare minimum, we'll put them up on prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. But later, in the hour and into the next hour, I'm going to play this segments of the 10 minutes that Kevin Smith was on the show. And I'm also going to play a clip of Shatner just because I like Shatner. For no reason at all. Friends with Mancow. But you'll notice he claims we're just trying to make money, A. Then he says we're liars. Then he says we're against the firefighters. What does the government being involved in 9/11 have to do with the firefighters? He tries to imply we're against the firefighters. I've been on talk shows where these guys, and it's always the big national ones who are slick, good liars, or no psychology, they go, why do you think the firefighters carried it out? And I go, I've never said that. Oh, yeah, you think the government did? They're the government. No, 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 no. It's criminal elements. It's because of the firefighters. We know about the bombs. They're our biggest witnesses. Again, we cannot fight them off of us in New York. I can be in a restaurant, a bar, on the street, at Ground Zero, and the firefighters come over. Firefighter Engineering, the biggest and oldest firefighting publication in the country, said clearly that fire didn't bring down either of those three buildings. Okay? And clearly there's been a, quote, criminal cover-up of what happened. The firefighters are for us. And by the way, when I refused to go on Fox, because, again, I'll go on anywhere, anytime if it's live. I had a family engagement coming up. So I said, you know what, I'm not going. They said, well, give us somebody else. I gave them firefighters. I gave them emergency workers. I gave them National Guard that was there. I gave them a member of Homeland Security. That's right. They had Homeland Security before 9/11, ladies and gentlemen, in the hazardous materials disposal, Mike McCormick. I gave them all these people, and they didn't want them. They wanted one of our people to attack me. So I said, fine, Kevin Smith will go. Kevin went. He did as good a job as I did, as I would have done. He did it maybe even better. He did a wonderful job, and you're going to hear that. But they wanted to have us versus the firefighter, and they fell flat on their faces in a pathetic fashion. Do I have time to go to a call here? I don't. Yeah, we got about a minute and a half. We'll go to Megan. We'll go to Joanne. Ladies, stay there. We will get to you. We'd love to hear from you. 877-590-5525. By the way, every broadcast here on air, I challenge you, if you disagree with me, call into the show and tell me why you disagree. Tell me why I'm wrong. And we have a rule here. We don't just screen your calls. There's no screening going on. We don't stop there, though. If you volunteer that you disagree with us, you go to the head of the line. Okay? Here's the number, 877-590-5525. Maybe you're a neocon, a person who thinks gun control is conservative, who's listening out there, or thinks open borders is conservative. You're a George Bush jock snipper, basically. I'm sorry to have to say that. If you want to call in, 877-590-5525. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Kamuga, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score. It will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday. I'm going to go back to your calls, and then before we end this hour, I'm going to play a little bit of the Fox News attack piece last night. And starting the next hour, and I'll play the rest of it, and we'll take your calls on this issue and others. But later in the next hour, you'll definitely want to stay tuned because I'm going to break down the five different options that the Pentagon study group run by James Baker, George Bush Sr.'s cover-up or cleaner, a Pentagon cleaner back from the Iran-Contra days, the former Secretary of State. What is the Pentagon study group really calling for? Well, they've now made the recommendation, and we'll break down exactly what that means. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Megan in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air, Megan.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. For years after September 11th, I thought that all the constitutionalists had disappeared. And I found you a few months ago, and I'm just relieved that that there are people like you out there doing what you're doing.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, it's always good to know there are like-minded people, but really we are the majority. People all over the country are saying that the issue is globalism, the issue is the loss of freedom, the issue are these transnational banks taking over our society. What's on your mind, Megan?
Well, I there's an interesting quote that was made on the Chris Matthews show on October 26th that I thought you might be interested in. Tony Snow was on, and he said that basically, to quote him, General George Casey, today in briefing the press, made a very important point. He said, you know, in 3 years, we haven't lost a single engagement. Now, like, I noticed that you're very big on history, and I've watched a lot of your films where you're teaching people history, which is so very important, because history is a study of consequences. And
they never lost engagements in Vietnam.
That's absolutely right. In the mid-70s, one Colonel Harry G. Summers had occasion to speak with Vietnam War Colonel Tu of the North Vietnamese Army, and Summers said to him, you know, you never defeated us on the battlefield, and Tu replied, that's true, but it's also irrelevant.
Well, I mean, everything about asymmetrical guerrilla warfare is that it's a war of attrition. It's you're simply trying to wear out the enemy and wear out their resolve, and bottom line, if you take the aims of this government, at face value, we're losing the war. But in reality, we're really, quote, winning it. And by we're not really part of this system, but we always think of ourselves psychologically. The big private banks that own and run this country as their private, bald-headed stepchild, they basically are winning because they're going to be there for decades. They're going to make hundreds of billions a year, and they'll just keep, double-teaming us with good cop, bad cop, like WWF wrestling, putting Democrats, Republicans in, and they'll just keep rolling on for 15 years, 20 years, like Vietnam.
Yeah. It's,
what do you think of Bush's comment about we need to take a lesson from the Vietnamese and not give up? That's what I take from Vietnam with the Iraq situation. I mean, that's incredible.
It's stupid. I mean, this whole quote, cut and run. You know, at a certain point, you know, you cut your losses and get out if you're losing.
But again, they're not losing. The defense contractors don't care how many of our boys and girls die. They don't care how many legs get blown off. They don't care how many of the troops have to pay for their flight home, as they do, or $4 a day for their meals in the hospitals. Right. That's right. They rape the troops. And I appreciate your call. It's really great to hear from you, Joanne. Yeah. Sticking a I support the troop sticker on your car, for many, means you actually forget about them, you don't care about them, you just feel good and associate your personal power with cluster bombs dropping on women and children. Okay, most of the people who are for this war don't know where Iraq is. They don't know any of the geopolitical histories of it. They don't know that the Pentagon wants urban warfare, wants strife, wants to kill as many Iraqis as possible. Oh, by the way, 2+ million Iraqis are gone. Guess how many our own government admits? Guess how many Iraqis are dead since late 1990 through the Gulf War I, through the invasion in March 23rd of 2003, through till November of this month, November 19th today. Guess how, and this number is about a month old, so it's far worse now. Guess how many are dead? Now, this is key. Well, let me just give you the numbers broken down before I put them into the big number. I'm sure you heard the British Medical Journal, who had people there covering it, very highly respected, non-political. They said that 654,000 Iraqis are dead. That's 6/10 plus of a million, okay? That's more than 500,000 dead. 654,000, 200 and something, I forget the exact number, are dead in the last 3.5 years. That is a conservative estimate, they said. They said it could be as high as 900,000+. But conservative, what they know have died, 600,000+, okay? Now, before that, it's over 1.5 million Iraqis. So conservatively, 2.15 million. We know their population was 25 million in 1990, and it is now, my friends, 22 and some change. So I guess, I mean, it'll be 6 million, 10 million. I mean, this will go on forever. Pretty soon, the last Iraqi will be gunned down, and that'll make a lot of you happy. I've heard you calling the shows, glass parking lot! Parking lot them! You don't want to know, it's admitted mainstream history that our government took Saddam at the age of 18 and 54, trained him as a CIA assassin, had him commit assassinations. Then they finally got him in as the head of Baathist Security in 69, helped stage a coup in 79 to put him in, told him to attack Iran, gave him $34 billion to do it, told him to go ahead and attack Kuwait, set him up, folks, a U.S. government agent. It's the same M.O. over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, by the way, do you know Ho Chi Minh was a government agent? Ho Chi Minh was employed and given 900 plus million up until 1960 by our government, helped us fight the Japanese, and then they tried to kill him, so he turned against us. Because the big banker boys and the oil companies, they want wars. You understand that's what they do? They write policy reports. Rand Corporation writes it and says it. The Carnegie Foundation, public, go read it. Just type Carnegie Foundation pro-war documents, and you'll go read it from the 30s. We've got to always have wars. Let's fund Hitler. It's the same. Let's fund the radical reconquistas that say the Southwest belongs to Mexico. Let's fund the radical Muslim groups, because you've got to have a business. Killing is the business, and business is good. Let's talk to Joanne in Victoria, Texas. Joanne, good to hear from you.
Hi, Alex. I was just wanting to say, because you're having such a growing audience, that now you're becoming more of a threat to them. And I just wanted you to say that I've been looking all over for you to, for about a couple of months now, and I finally found you on Sunday. I heard you first on the George Norrie show, and when I heard you, I thought, well, you're the one that seems to have the whole picture almost together over anybody else. And I've been kind of doing this for about 10 years. But before Clinton was elected the first time, I read two articles in Reader's Digest that exposed the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes.
And how they were putting into power all over the world.
Ronald Reagan gave speeches against them all over the country and hated George Bush Sr. And then I talked to the Republicans that were at the RNC convention when they told him, look, you're not going to get the nomination even if the people want you unless you sign him on to basically run things.
Right, right. And, you know, you're right, the news media does not want us to know the truth. And most people in my family think I belong to a cult.
Well, that's how they operate. And, ma'am, it's good to have you on board with us Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., out of the studios on News Radio 590 KLBJ. And you can tune in, and it's being syndicated all over the country. A lot of stations have turned it on. A bunch of stations came in this week that are in the process. They got to move shows, give them a month. That's why it's taking time, but they're really starting to sign on now. And it is just super, super duper exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, welcome, sir.
There's one thing. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that nobody's mentioning yet about them illegal getting rid of the Constitution.
Yes.
On Article 5 of the Constitution says that the Senate and the House passes if they want to change the Constitution, and then it's got to go to the states. Were 38 states that got to approve it.
That's right, two-thirds ratification. Have we been talking about amendments today?
No. I've been trying for quite a while to get on, but I never heard nobody talk about it. But all them things are just worth newspaper.
No, man. I'm glad you called in. I was just trying to understand why you were bringing it up. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, that's mostly that's one thing we got. That all them bills they passed were unconstitutional.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. All right, we'll cover the whole man-cow Fox News attacking us. We'll break it down, analyze it the next hour, get into the war, the economy, a lot more. Your call. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Did you